Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It's Boys Don't Cry, I'm Russell Kane, and this week I'm joined by Nick Bright and Kelly Combi, and we're doing a very important topic. I mean, they're always important. Some weeks they're a bit heavy and dark, some weeks they're silly, but this one sort of cuts through, I think. Or maybe it doesn't cut through, and that is a pun, because we're talking about hygiene. That's what we're talking about. Cleanliness and hygiene in all aspects of life. How clean is your mind? How clean is your body? We're going to go top to tail. There's definitely a gender divide here. There's a class divide. There's cultural divides. People just don't do this the same in any country, demographic, gender or part of the globe. So I want to get stuck into that. First of all, how are you, Nick Bright, looking, I mean, for our listeners' benefit, nicely buffed and shining?
It's been a long time, mate, since we did the last one, and I've managed to grow a mane since then.
I do name drop you in every meeting. I'm like, get Nick Bright back. He's amazing. And how's your lockdown been? Has it been good?
It's been a weird one, you know. Like at the start of it, it was a novelty, wasn't it? Everybody was like, oh, this is a bit exciting. You know, we're getting to work from home and don't have to go to the office and blah, blah, blah. But now, kind of 6 months down, you're a little bit like, well, this is slightly tedious. I quite like a bit of normality back now, to be honest with you. But it's been okay.
I'm just sick of Zoom and stuff like that. I mean, do you remember in the beginning we were like, it's the revolution, man. People don't need to do stuff face to face. We can just do stuff on screens. It's the future. And now I'm like, I just want to smash my laptop to pieces with a hammer and then go and see a human being.
The amount of Zoom quizzes and all of that crap that I've done over, like, again, at the start, I was like, oh, this is good, isn't it? Oh, a Zoom quiz. I'll get my mum and dad involved. Now I'm like, I've had enough of this crap.
I was doing things like hanging out with the lads on Zoom. Lindsay was having bingo night. Now we do nothing. Me and Lindsay don't even sit in the same room. We just hibernate in emotional hibernation. Combi, how are you doing?
I'm all right, my darling. Very well, thank you.
Keeping busy, doing gigs, you're doing outdoor stuff,
yeah, socially distanced stuff. It was weird because, like, I went back to gigging and that was great. I actually sort of shed a tear on my first one. It was quite emotional.
That's because you were booed off, wasn't it? I read about that.
Yeah, mate. I couldn't remember any of my lines. And I just started doing your material, and that's when they started booing.
That's when they got booed off. Yeah. Boom, touche.
It's nice, but they seem to sort of be, I don't know, winding up again. I don't know, mate. It's all a bit weird, isn't it? It's just the not knowing.
At the point of recording, I was Billy Biggs bollocks this morning, playing sold out Alexandra Palace tomorrow. Do you know what I'm doing tomorrow now? Fuck all. Because London is tier two. It's quite literally all ended in tears. So we're going to talk about hygiene. Before we even get good, are women more? I knew some really dirty women. I don't think that's fair, Russ. Kelly Combi is our lady auditor. So before she even starts tossing contradictions to what I say, it is statistically true. I might as well say it off the bat. Men are dirtier than women. That's just a fact. Yeah. Bachelor pads have 15 times as many germs as women's apartments, such as fecal matter on their coffee tables. Although sometimes, ironically, that fecal matter is from having a woman shit on the coffee table where they watch and wank. So it is more nuanced than we first thought. Men are less clean in the office. Researchers swabbed samples from chairs, phones, computer mice, keyboards and desktops from offices. Males had approximately 10% more bacteria on their office surfaces than women. And a man's space bar tends to be 25% jizz. That's one quarter. No, I made up that last bit. But yeah.
I mean, it's probably true.
All the rest of it was, I tried to pause the video, it stuck down permanently. So before we even get going, Condi, and you shoot me down with all the filthy women you know from Kent, which I don't doubt, we're just going to have to start without any nuance on mystery. Men are filthy than women. What's more interesting is to work out in what ways men and women's hygiene difference. But are you triggered by that at all, by my generalisation of taking filthiness away from women?
No, not really, mate. I mean, it's pretty much fact, isn't it? I mean, if you go
Some girls like to be, no, nonsense, I poured a Zambuca in my vag and fired it out into Kelly's face. We're filth 24/7.
What are you speaking to my mates for? to be fair, I was about to say, if you go into a men's toilets, you know, it stinks. Oh. But honestly, if you go into a girl's toilets in a nightclub, the floor is swimming in piss. It is disgusting. Oh. I think that we're all kind of disgusting animals. It's just when we choose to, show us. I feel like when you're on your own, you are the filthiest thing you could possibly be, no matter if you're a man or a woman. But I think with men, it's just more, I reckon it's more laziness than anything. I reckon this lockdown, there are some blokes washing their hands for the first time.
Yeah.
For the first
definitely.
Time.
You say that about the toilets. I used to work in a pub when I was at uni. And it's like, you know, the girls' toilets, you never really go in them as a guy because you don't want to get arrested. But, you know, you used to have to clean the toilets sometimes, you know, once an hour, go in there and sign the back of the door. The girls' toilets had like carpet in it. And it was like going into this oasis. And then you go into the men's toilet and there's like shit up the wall. You know, it's
just, that's art like, at uni. In the girls' toilet was JK Rowling in the corner going, get out, get out. How dare you? I mean, let's kick off with, I think, what's one of the more controversial ones. Not necessarily gendered. Plenty of men like a bath, but there's quite a lot of evidence that more women bathe than men. And this, to me, is the exception that proves the rule. Because to me, if you bath, you are a dirty bastard. You want to lay in your own filthy, stewing, lazy hippo fuck waters for an hour with a blob of COVID floating past because it ain't going anywhere. It's not going down the sink. Baths are dirty.
That's like saying, you know, like, would you get in a... Have you ever been in a jacuzzi, Russell? You know, you're a luxurious bloke. You know, you must get in a jacuzzi
yes,
on these
spa I do let, I let the twins get in first, then I get in.
Right.
Oh, it's four tits, they're all the same.
The thing is...
Have you ever wondered that, whether twins, man and women, whether the bits match? Sorry, there's just a little side trivia there. If any girls... have seen twin willies or boys know. Anyways, just a little side fact. Tweet me. Let me know if things match. Crack on, Nick.
Yeah, you can tweet Russell on that one. I don't need to know.
Send pictures. Pictures. Kelly will want to see the pictures.
Yes, Kerry.
For me, I like a bath, man. Like,
it's not clean, though. That's the point of this show.
No, but all right.
I might like it. I used to like smoking a fucking spliff. I still had black lungs afterwards.
look, all right. I'll make it simple for you. In this house that I live in now, I've lived here 3 years, I've never had a bath in this
Legend.
House. But if I go to a hotel, you know, where I'm feeling a little bit fancy in a hotel and it's got a nice bath, I'm like, I get in the bath, watch some Netflix, balance the laptop on the toilet. You
I
know,
do that. Like, I do that. When you have to put like the tissue holder on the toilet and then the laptop on the tissue holder. Because you get
I'm
in the
saying.
Bath and you sink down low and you're like, that is the wrong angle.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyone can have an indulgent, almost like a treatment bath. I'm talking about your daily wash as a bath. It's gendered, isn't it, Kelly? Girls want to lay around in a bath.
My best friend, she only has baths, and she'll only voice note me. She never sends messages, and she's always in the bath. I think she just lays in the bath for hours. But I know that this about you, Russ, that you don't like people that go in a bath.
I like the temperament of people that go in a bath. I'm drawn to them. I'm married to one because they tend to be quite chilled, nice people. It's just ultimately, it's filth.
No, but you've genuinely changed something in me. I swear to God, I'm not just saying this.
Oh, when we had that bath together, that was inappropriate, and we're not going to record that.
I can't even look at a bath. No, I swear
well,
to God.
Well, now you've done my
God,
back. Yep.
Yeah, since you said about people that are dirty getting in a bath, what I've done since then, if I've ever
Go
had
on.
A bath, I've had
Go
a
on.
Shower first.
Thank you.
I have.
No
I swear
way.
To God, since you've
and
gone
rightly
on about
so.
It. I swear to God, I've had.
And
a
how much better do you feel? You've got all of the emotional benefit of the bath, and all the skank is down the drain hole, not attached to you, Nick Bright.
Extension Rebellion are going to be going mental here in this. You know, you are jumping in the shower, having a wash in the shower, and then running a big old deep bath afterwards. You're having a laugh.
No, it's because you just Kelly meant she has a proportionally more shallow bath, and the water she saved is what she showers with afterwards. It's the same volume of liquid, Nick, just distributed in a more hygienic manner. And also, you know, people who have baths probably started the pandemic. That's probably how it started, with some bat juice on their leg, which would have washed down the fucking drain. It was probably licked off by a dog and put in a child's eye.
Well, we've solved it.
Right, there's I'm afraid we cannot leave the bath or the shower yet, because this one, I was shocked how controversial this is. Now, I might surprise you here. Let's say we're all having showers separately, unfortunately, but say we're having a shower. Now, for me, I squirt the shower gel into my hand and wash the body using the hand. That produced gasps of horror when I was talking about this.
What?
That I don't squirt into a flannel, which I then use to properly scrub my body. Now, for me, a skanky-ass flannel with more DNA than a dinosaur graveyard in it is not as hygienic as a squirt of a nice, lush, use my fingers, I can just scratch it in if you're feeling a bit daring and exfoliating body. Why would you want some skanky-ass flannel? With, like, an episode of CSI could be staged with the DNA you would find in it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Flannel versus hand, Nick Bright.
You know, I'd love to say something controversial and disagree with what you've just said, but like, I'm all about the hands.
Thank you.
As well. Yeah, bang that the shower gel in the hands, and you can just got both hands on the go as well. Whereas if it's a flannel, you've only got use of one hand.
Feels like a really British thing to use, a flannel. It's like one under a loofah. Like, I can imagine having like powdered egg for tea and some jam delivered.
It's old school, isn't it? Like my mum, my parents' generation and above, they're all about the flannels. I've never owned a flannel of my own since I moved out of home.
Your Tinder profile when you were single. I saw that. Never owned a flannel.
Why would you buy one?
Imagine going flannel shopping. Imagine being seen flannel shopping.
But imagine, right, also, right, if you live with someone as well, yeah, the last thing you wash are your bits. So I love my other half, but if it was the last thing that he's washing is his scrotum, and then he's leaving that to dry, and then I'm washing my face the first thing and then I get in the shower. No, thank you.
It's just like
dirty bastard.
I know. And then later on that night, scrotum on the face. So you've saved nothing. You've saved nothing.
There's no flannel involved in that, mate. No flannel.
Just cut out the flannel. Just stick your bollocks on the face. Right. Okay. So that's that one. That's that one resolved. So it is true, indeed. Women tend to take more baths than women. But my theory also proves true. I think it's a temperament thing. The more chilled out a person is, the more good at people are kicking back, relaxing, reading a magazine, the more likely they are to have a bath. I think it could be something to do with restlessness. So this is a good one to tell how hygienic you are and how on it you are with the grooming. Do you just look at shower gel and think, bollocks, a shampoo of a different word, and use the whole thing over your body? Or do you think distinct products, you know, I believe what the word keratess means something. This is my hair product. And even though it's the same shit with a different label, you use that as shower gel. Do you differentiate, or are you a one squirt of everything, Nick, in and out, man's man?
No, I'm very much like, I look at the ingredients and everything. Because look at my hair. You can't put anything.
You're
gonna
have to describe it. This is audio format. How would you describe it to the
hair? Yeah. Well, if you're a football fan, I look like David Luiz or Matteo Guendouzi, who played for Arsenal. If you're not a
mainstream
fan,
reference for people like me, yep.
Yeah, if you're not a football fan, I look like a porn star from the 70s. You know, just need the tash.
Sounds like Ronald McDonald's cool cousin.
But yeah, but I've got like, because my granddad's Ghanaian, I've got like mixed heritage. So my hair is a nightmare, mate. I have to like trawl through. If you went up to my wardrobe, right, my missus always takes a mickey out of me. In my wardrobe, there's like millions. It's like a graveyard of products because it's like I've bought stuff. Tried it. Now that don't work, but it's still up there.
You know, need to do the curly girl method. So you put, it's just conditioner. Very rarely you shampoo it, and then leave in conditioner. I can give you some tips because I've got curly hair as well. You get that real definition. Leave in conditioner, curl cream, curl mousse. You'll be loving it.
I'm here for it. I'm here for it. But when it comes to shower gel, I'm not really that loyal. You know what I mean? I'm a bit of a slag. You know, I go in the shop. And I'll just be like, oh, what's on offer? Because you're just whopping the shower. Like, it don't really matter that much.
No, I'm a serial monogamist, and I really overuse as well. Sometimes I will have a bukkake of three or four different shower gels all hit me at once, turning to each one as it cascades over my chest. We'll just have a pause there while some of the female listeners strum to that image. I don't want to spend too much time on this because it's a totally separate subject and it's very, very provocative and you can get heavy with it. But broadly speaking, armpit shaving, yes or no? I'm talking about men here. I'm seeing a lot of men with their, I've got like a graded razor that I use if I want to manscape the chest if I'm having a manly week. It doesn't happen very often. But, and I will sometimes run it at quite a long length over the pit. I mean, I've got armpit hair, but it's not the full, you know, it's not the
shebang.
Yeah, it's not the full hanged, it's not the full rhino horn of hair it should be. I've done a medium length trim. Is that, have I gone too far, Kelly? Have I lost my manliness?
As long as it's not all off, I think that is so no, rank. Smooth. I mean, I'm sorry, but my other, you probably won't like tears. When I was at uni, I went out with an Abercrombie and Fitch model, and I didn't realise they have to shave their entire body. Like, he looked like a Ken doll. It's the most revolting thing I've ever seen in my life.
Why doesn't Abercrombie and Fitch model have to shave his balls and shaft
the
as well?
The entire legs.
Why? What are you modelling? An Abercrombie cock ring? Why would you have to be shaved?
It's disgusting. I don't know. But
that is some cover story you've fallen for there, Kelly. Anyway.
It's so disgusting. No, like, keep it long, all your body hair. If you've got a hairy back, then maybe keep it in check, like a little bit. But like, yeah. I think, you know, be all nice and manly and rugged and hairy. I think it's nice.
So we'll save the rest of the body hair for another show because it's massive. But Nick, armpit hair, yay or no?
I mean, I've never ever really shaved my armpits in a million
years.
Does
it not gross you when you see a man on a sunbed and the hair comes out longer than his elbow?
Well, I mean, I feel like that's a problem. I mean, mine's not quite that long, but I mean, it's just normal.
I've got this long, straight hair. It's just, anyway, maybe it's just me.
If it's coming out the end of your shirt, Russ, then yes, trim it back, mate. But if it's, don't go right back to sort of stubble.
No, I wouldn't go to stubble, no. I wouldn't plait it either. That would be disgusting.
No.
over to the toilet. Now, as Kelly has already joked, we're hand washing. Now, this blows my mind that people were not washing their hands when they were in the loo. I'm not like weird or over the top or going dirty, mother. So much dirt everywhere, mother. Make the dirty thoughts stop. But I do wash my hands after I've been to the loo. To me, that seems entirely normal. And that includes gentlemen, people who visited a urinal. Do you know why? You've touched a handle, you've touched a door.
I'm not saying just.
Yeah, but I mean, that's, you know, that's the cleanest part of me because it very rarely comes out to play, sadly. So it's fucking pristine. It's like something from an Indiana Jones movie that's never been touched in a rock case. Oh. That I've never understood. Oh, I've touched my own dick, I better wash my hand. They touch far worse things than that. But the door handle, come on.
Yeah.
Everything else, the bathroom, everything in the bathroom, wash your frigging hands. We know that now, that it's important. Not as important as a coherent plan during a pandemic, Boris, but still quite important. Are men less likely to wash their hands, Kelly Convy, yes or no?
Yes, very much so. I think men are less likely to wash their hands because I feel like it's less embarrassing when walking out of the toilet. But that doesn't mean to say that I have not seen countless women, countless, just come straight out of a toilet and walk straight out of the public toilet.
That's disgusting. And it's worse for a girl because you've definitely touched a cubicle handle. You've definitely touched more stuff than just a guy who might have walked through an archway system to a urinal. Because you can sometimes get to the urinal through open doors and corridor stuff. Mm-hmm. You may not have touched anything.
Well, this is one thing about girls' toilets that men might not know about, but it's not all girls, but I know a lot of people, and if it's really rank, I'll do it, is that they will flush with their foot.
A foot flusher? I've not heard of those.
So they flush with their foot so they don't have to touch it, but then that would mean that other people do flush with their hand and then they've touched the foot flush.
So you've got like the dog shit shoe as well. You've got other species of shit as well as human.
Yeah, so I would say that actually I genuinely think that women's toilets are probably more disgusting than men's.
What? Really? That's controversial. Yeah.
No way.
There's no way.
I cannot.
Or maybe
agree
it's just the places
that
I go.
Nick Bright, she just basically said that our toilets are not as manly as women's. You can take that.
Men's toilets are absolutely, I think they're probably the most disgusting places on earth. You know, they are, no matter where you go, if it's a bloke's toilet, it always stinks of piss.
Yeah.
And I do not understand it because women piss and men piss. But it's actually easier for men to, because they can aim.
We've got an aimer.
Yeah, so why does it always stink of piss? Like they just pissed everywhere.
I would personally have like a strike system where if you're caught as the messy weir, because sometimes you're going to a toilet, you're like, that guy definitely ruined that loo before me, he's a messy weir. And there would be a fine system where you get like a year's fine where you have to do sit down wee for a year. Like there's a tag on your hip, and if it senses, you do a stand up wee, you have to pay £1,000. You know, like if you cannot aim the bit of equipment that's the product of a billion years evolution, do a sit down wee.
Do you have to sit down on the urinal backwards?
No, I don't use you. But just, I mean, for the record, it's not really to do with hygiene. I won't use a urinal. I can't bear them. I mean, don't get me wrong. If I'm like proper wonky at a festival, I'll like wander into any corner and have a slash. But if it's a normal night out, I will wait for the privacy of a cubicle because I'm not an animal.
I heard about this somewhere. I think Mike Skinner. I was listening to Radio 1 or something, and Mike Skinner from The Street said that he doesn't use a urinal.
Yeah, good for him.
Because he's, well, essentially,
dry your dick,
get to a certain,
babe.
Well, no, you get to a certain level of fame, and you know, let's not pretend, Russ. You know, you're quite,
oh, no.
You know, known.
Hang
out
on
there.
A second. It's not because my dick's too famous. It's because
it's not your dick being too famous, but you know, you're worried that someone might try and take a picture of it. You know, like all of that shit. There's weirdos out there, man.
As long as they've got that wide lens on, innit? Right, guys, we're going to take a break there. That's the end of part one. I'm feeling a bit dirty, so I'm just going to go and scrub my pits with the flannel, and we'll be back for part two.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.